This is
Jamie O.
Andy Penders.
Paula Monaelli from ESPN Starsport.
And you're listening to WDKF
Podcast on
WeDon'tKnowFootball.com. Something like that.
Welcome! Yes, welcome to our eighth podcast. This is your host, your regular host, Jason, together with my two very capable co-hosts. Please introduce yourselves.
Hi, I'm a member of the WDKF podcast team, Abu.
And I'm Yus.
Yus. Okay, we've had quite an interesting week in football. This is the first time we're actually podcasting before Abu goes off on holiday. Usually I'm the one that goes on holiday. We want to cover the first thing. This is the weekend of the League Cup final, but we're not going to talk about that too soon. We'll save that for the best, which is the last. We will talk about the Champions League first leg. Yus, did you get to watch the game?
I watched the Man U against Inter Milan.
Right? What do you think?
It was a game of two halves. Man U dominated the first half, and when, what's his name?
Jose Mourinho.
And Jose Mourinho changed the defense for Rivas for, no, sorry, Cordoba for Rivas, and it brought stability to the team.
So
they dominated the second half.
Did they?
Yeah.
I didn't watch the game, but I saw the reports. It seems like Man United dominated the whole game. I don't know.
They had about 6-7 chances in the first half.
Okay.
Inter Milan had none in the first half.
Okay. That's good. Okay. Not a problem. Liverpool scored quite a good win at the Bernabeu. What's his name? Yossi Benayoun scored, and it was quite a last minute goal. It was a free kick, yes. Tiniest guy on the field scores a header. Abu, do you want to say what it means for Liverpool? You know.
As we'll find out further along in the show, that result seems like a good showing from Liverpool of the past. Because the current team, based on the last performance, they didn't really.
Yes, that's because we will cover that later.
Yeah, exactly.
Liverpool,
what it means,
a different style of football. Liverpool played a different style of football.
What do you mean different?
They contain Real Madrid, like in difference to last night's match, where they attack, but they did not succeed in
getting any goals.
Yeah.
All right.
I think
interesting.
There are two chances.
I always thought Benitez was very good against the big teams because of this tactic, you know, he could always beat the big teams, but he could never beat the little teams. Well, yes. not that often, and not as not when they expected to. So I don't know. It just seems like Benitez seems suited for cup football because it's the kind of competition where you get a lot of big teams. Whereas to win a league, you have to beat a lot of the little teams.
I agree with you, but we have not seen that Benitez since last season.
All right.
Since the beginning of the season, it has been some kind of revelation where Liverpool have found some kind of depth. They've got attackers going down the flank with, you know. And
okay.
I don't know, maybe the result against Madrid was well planned on Benitez's part.
Probably, okay.
Or it could be a fluke. But then Madrid, in some ways, they've been rejuvenated by
Juan de Ramos. Yes, Juan de Ramos.
The other JR.
Yes.
Not the real JR.
He's the second one, yeah.
A lot has been made about Madrid's revival
under Ramos. Yeah.
So it was a big result for Liverpool.
I remember one of their games, one of his post-match comments was that, "I don't care if we win 1-0, as long as we win."
By who?
Ramos. Ramos said that. And I... Maybe for now, they'll accept it, but after a while, he might get sacked for it, because...
But he's only contracted until the end of the season anyway.
That's true.
So...
Why sack him?
Just don't renew his contract. But I didn't watch any of the Champions League games, because I've developed this kind of superstitious thing. I don't watch any game prior to the later stages, like the semis.
Really? Why?
Well... Lesson learned.
What lesson is this? What am I
past
missing?
Years prior to United's win against Chelsea in Moscow, I would follow all the games.
Uh-huh.
And when they would exit, whether the quarterfinal stage or the semifinal stage, it would be immense heartbreak on my part. So now to save me from this pain, I just watch the semifinals.
That means you shouldn't be watching even the finals, because that's...
No, just semifinal and final. Because you just miss everything.
Just hop into it's like, oh, they're in the semifinals now.
Because when you have that build-up, it's just,
Okay, I never known that kind of superstition. Last week, was it last week? Was it the Champions League game where Arsenal played? Kolo Touré had a superstition. Did you know, Yus?
No.
Well, apparently, Touré has this superstition where he has to be the last man out of the field. Before the start of
like
the half?
Ronaldo.
I don't know.
Yeah, Ronaldo is the last person to leave the dressing room.
Well, Touré has that superstition, and because William Gallas was having a bit of a problem trying to tie his shoelace, he forgot how to tie his shoelace, Touré actually waited for... Yeah, he did. Waited for Gallas to come on the field. So when the match started for the second half, Arsenal was starting with 9 men, actually. Yeah, they started with 9 men.
Before the two players.
Yep.
Without two defenders.
Yep. And when Touré came in, he came in without signaling to the referee, and he got yellow carded for that.
Okay. When was that?
Champions League game.
Against Roma, right?
Which they won 1-0. Which they won 1-0. Very wasteful, though. They had a lot of chances. I saw the highlights. They should have scored more. Is 1-0 good enough for them?
Against Roma?
Mm-hmm.
Well, now Roma has no chances of getting an away goal now. So it is a good score line.
Anyone will say that keeping a clean sheet depends on which set of fans or pundits you talk to. 0-0 away from home could be a good result. It could be a bad result.
Yeah, because the away when they come back for the second leg, they might score an away goal.
Yeah.
In Man United's case. So Inter Milan might sucker punch them, so you never know.
Yep.
Abu's looking at me with a rather sad, grim face of reality. Reality might suck. Okay.
But going back to the Real Madrid game.
Yep.
They didn't have Cantona, right?
Because
he was his captain.
Well, they only could pick one player, one new player to play for them. Because they signed like 3 players, they couldn't put all 3.
Yeah, but I think because Huntela played in
the UEFA Cup.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
they can. Apparently, I didn't know this until this season.
Oh.
But apparently, you can, even though one player has played for another team in Europe, you can still put them in your squad for the second submission.
Okay.
Yeah. But the thing is, you only can put one. So Real Madrid signed Diarra, Huntela, and somebody else. But they put
what
in.
What happened to
obvious
Achavin.
Choice would be Diarra.
Yeah, they put Diarra.
Achavin is captain.
Because he played in Champions League.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. See, people like Diarra and Huntela played in the UEFA Cup.
Mm.
You know. So, yeah, I didn't know about that until this season, actually. When Real Madrid wanted to bring that case to
last game. To Chelsea game.
Yeah, Chelsea game.
They played against
Juventus. Claudio Ranieri came back.
Ranieri returning back
to
the bridge. Yeah.
Not so happy return.
The Tinker Man.
Well, I think somebody else took that title. Benitez took the title of Tinker Man. But Ranieri was the first one. Chelsea got off to a good start. Drogba got the goal. Now they've secured their home tie. You know, it's similar to what Arsenal have done. You know, it's not they're not going to score a away goal. I mean, Juventus is not going to score away goal. I watched some Serie A games. I'm surprised. Juventus don't look so good as before. I don't know. I have not been very impressed by them much.
They've been through a lot with the big
Calcio scandal.
Scandal and everything. And most of the players in Juventus now would not be able to make the team in the Juventus of lore of before.
I mean, even Pavel Nedved's still playing. What the hell?
He's retiring at the end of the season.
Oh, good riddance. He's been around for too long.
But, yeah. I don't know.
Well,
no, I haven't watched any.
Yeah, so I haven't seen enough Italian football to be able to comment on it.
Standard, not as good. moving on to our favourite league in the world, the Premier League. We mentioned Liverpool could not score last night, and that was against Borough, who they lost 2-0. They lost 2-0 to Liverpool, to Middlesbrough. Use any comments? They're too good for Madrid, but not good enough for Borough.
Well, the first goal was an unfortunate on goal. So I think that brought them down. So and they couldn't. They were just without Gerrard playing. He didn't start, right?
Well, no, Gerrard came off actually. He came off injured.
Without Gerrard, and without Gerrard there in the last few minutes of the
game.
Yeah.
I have to say,
when I saw Middlesbrough play, they were defending most of the time, in fact. But when they countered very well. In fact, that second goal was very beautifully done. Even before that second goal, they had another counter, which was obviously they didn't score. But it was a very good counter. Both, what I remembered, were from Stuart Downing, who I still hope signs for Spurs one day.
He's going to end up like a Bentley.
Yeah.
I hope he doesn't. I hope not. I hope not. But yeah, they countered well. They actually defended quite well. Liverpool didn't look like they were going to score, even with Gerrard on. Maybe he was carrying the injury. But still, they didn't look like they were going to score. That was my interpretation of the game.
They didn't have
Torres?
Yeah.
Alternate striker.
Elzar wasted a few chances, quite a lot of chances. He blasted most of the balls out and above the goalpost. And Nabil Elzar, he's probably French. I don't know. Moroccan, something like that.
Elzar, expertise in action again.
Is it Elzar the chef from Futurama?
He'd probably make a better chef than a striker.
He is young though.
Yes, he is, but
apparently he had a good potential reputation as a young player before he came to
Liverpool.
Yeah.
Oh, where his career went down? Yes. Before he even started? I think people will come back. I think if Liverpool does not win the title, which doesn't look like happening anytime soon, I think people will come back and question Benitez about selling Robbie Keane.
Yep.
Because I'm pretty sure if he was still there, Elzar wouldn't have played.
But he did. But Benitez did pick Elzar ahead of Robbie Keane before he.
That was Ngo. Yeah.
David Ngo.
Yeah, he was pretty useless too.
Yeah.
What is people?
No,
like?
I don't know the difference either.
Elzar, Ngok, Titi Kamara.
That was old, man.
Yeah.
Why don't you say Andre Voronin?
No eyelashes.
Voronin.
Oh, yeah.
Voronin's still a Liverpool player.
Is
he's on loan. He's on loan at Stuttgart or somewhere.
He's doing well in Stuttgart.
Yeah, but it's Germany. Come on.
He had a good first few games, right, Voronin?
Yeah, he did. That was last season.
First season, yeah.
Yeah, first and only season. Yeah. Might be his last. Depends what happened at the close season. Okay.
Is he a striker?
Huh?
Striker.
He's a striker, yeah. He wore number 10 at Liverpool.
Yeah.
Because of that result, Chelsea won at the last minute. I can say Chelsea got lucky this time. We had one comment from one of our audience. But this time, I can say they got lucky. They scored at the very, very end. It was a very good goal, though.
Yeah, it was a very good goal.
Both
Maybe
Chelsea.
It's more attributed to hard work than luck.
Yeah. You mean the Jose Mourinho style? Hard work.
Hard work, yes.
See? So it was. The first goal by Chelsea was brilliant. Do you see that? John Terry volleys.
Volley.
I didn't know he could do that. He's
a
Liverpool.
He's a defender and he can score with his left foot.
A jumping
volley. Like some bicycle kick type. Well, it's not bicycle kick. It's a Robbie Van Persie style karate kick.
Yeah.
That was a very good goal. Wigan.
It was a good work by Lampard actually.
Yeah.
He had a good, an okay game. I needed assist and scored winner.
And he is your captain.
Oh, I didn't know that.
In your one of your. He's your captain in your fantasy league. He's got 20 points thanks to you. I mean, thanks to him. But you got 20 points thanks to him. But Chelsea are back on top. Not top, but second.
By
goal difference. Only goal difference. They are still 7 points behind, having played a game more than Man United. I think Sir Alex will be smiling.
Oh, he will be, yeah.
He'll be laughing his head off and say, ha ha.
And he always said Chelsea were
gonna get better.
Yeah. Chelsea were their main
title contenders, you mean?
Ahead of, even when Liverpool was ahead of Chelsea.
I think we can see
Liverpool was top.
Yeah, he said that.
Probably, especially after Benitez went on a Kevin Keegan rule.
I think he just said that to piss Benitez off. Which is what he always does.
And he's very good at it. He's very good at it. Mind games. I think only Arsene Wenger can somewhat keep up. Yeah.
I'm very surprised with that.
I haven't seen
10 years, more than 10 years, eh?
Yeah. I haven't seen.
There's an interview on YouTube where Wenger and Ferguson are on the same panel.
Alright.
It's quite funny. You should.
What's it called?
They were attending a ceremony for something. They were promoting, so I don't remember. But it's recent. It's this year.
Ah, right. Should check that out.
Yeah.
Okay, speaking of Arsene Wenger, his team drew against Fulham 0-0. It's their fourth consecutive 0-0 draw.
They were booed off the pitch.
Yeah, at both half time and at full time. we saw it in the Europe, you know, they beat Roma but they still couldn't score.
I think the difference this year is they don't have that super striker that
Adebayo was for them last year.
They had Adebayo last year, who's injured this year.
And who looks a bit lazy.
Yeah, what's wrong with him? I really thought he would do well.
To Milan. He wanted to go to Milan, right?
Yeah, he did want to go to Milan. He wants to leave us.
And Van Persie needs that
big guy to go.
Yeah.
I agree. Van Persie plays best when there's a big guy around
if
him.
If I'm not mistaken, Bednar didn't play, right?
I have no idea.
Carlos Vela.
Carlos Vela played, yes.
Yeah, he started the game.
Vela's a good one, but he's still young. It's and
he
plus he's you don't expect him to head for the ball and hold the ball kind of player. It's still Adebayo for me.
They need Henry back.
Who?
Henry.
Oh, Henry. Well, that's not gonna happen.
It could.
Yeah.
I think I remember.
And he's been playing very well.
Arsene Wenger has this thing against buying back old players, because I remembered.
Well, if he's gonna change his policy for anybody, it should be for Thierry Henry.
I guess.
Yeah, he could get him for a very low price.
Definitely not 16 million. That's for sure.
Yeah.
Probably 10 million euros.
Half a million.
Well, not that cheap. And Samuel Eto'o is going to sign a new contract, so Henry has to think about his future.
Yeah, Barcelona is very happy. Except from that loss.
Against Espanyol.
Yeah. Mm.
They've lost against two of the bottom teams.
Espanyol, well, I'm not surprised. Espanyol is a local derby. You know, derbies you can't really expect to know the results. But
did Barcelona win?
Against?
Champions League.
I can't remember now.
They lost 2-1. No,
1-0.
1-1. No, that was 1-1. Yeah, that's right. That's
Henry
right.
Scored.
Oh, yeah.
The only significant.
Eto'o had a good chance that hit the post.
Huh? Mm.
Nino's free kick was beautiful.
Yes, it was.
And he's like Ronaldo's, except more elegant.
It's like the like Ronaldinho in the World Cup, Japan, Korea, yeah. But the other side.
Yeah, oh, I don't remember which end of the field.
Yeah. Beautiful.
But the most significant, if you want to talk about the Champions League, would be Bayern Munich.
5-0, right?
5-0. They beat Sporting. Sporting's out. Bayern's going to put their youth team.
They shouldn't take anything for granted, though.
Come on, 5-0.
And they were away, right?
Yes, they were away. So
that's
now
like
they're going to play at home.
A nail on the
coffin.
Yeah, we sidetracked a bit.
Oh, yeah.
As we always do, we were actually going to talk about Arsenal, who drew against Fulham for their fourth consecutive 0-0 draw. They can't score, at least they can defend.
Yeah.
You know, if you think about
it. Because when they were scoring, they were leaking goals.
Yes, that's true. So something's working. Although, I don't know, I've never seen Arsene Wenger as a defensive type of.
No.
No? Something's working for them at the back. But up front, nah. Okay. We have to move on. We just got news this week that Rick Perry. Home when we were at the home of Liverpool's Brunei Supporters Club in Le Stadium. Rick Perry is he's not gone, but he's going at the end of the season. Do you think Rafa Benitez will sign
a
new contract?
What was Rick Perry's
role?
Yeah.
He was by title, he was like the CEO. But I think he was also in charge of transfers.
Okay.
Which
like a sporting director.
Yeah, like a sporting director. Except the English version. And it's the main sticking point in Benitez's
argument
for not signing a new contract, because he wants more control over transfers. So do you think he'll sign a new contract? He hasn't said anything about it.
Should Benitez really be given more power over transfers? Come on.
Well, if you think about it, he reached two finals, Champions League final.
Won a few cups.
He has been title contenders in the Premier League also.
Fair enough. But how much have the new transfers, that he brought in, influenced that standing in?
The question is, how many of those transfers did he bring in?
Yeah.
Like, people wonder whether Robbie Keane was brought in by Rick Perry or Benitez. And for all you know, someone like Pongole or...
But before, but we're talking about the...
current?
His transfer history.
History.
Andre Voronin, who brought him
in? Andre Voronin, Jermaine Pennant.
Yeah, Jermaine Pennant. I wonder.
there were heaps. I
think most of the Spanish-speaking players...
Yeah.
Rafa's, Zabi Alonso, Pepe Reina.
They brought in this other guy from Argentina who went back. Palette? No, wait. It's a defender. I remember they brought him in and they I can't remember his name, but I know they brought him in, said he was good and whatnot. And then he played one game, and he really screwed up.
Yeah.
And after that, they sent him back to wherever he came from. Argentina, probably.
Yeah.
You know who I'm talking about, right?
I don't know. I
can't remember his name. He's not worth remembering. yeah, so, you know.
I think he will.
He'll sign a contract?
Because he has built a...
Quite a good...
A good team.
The supporters.
You know, from defense, from the keeper, defense, midfield, to striker. All he needs now is like...
strength in depth.
Yes, that's the
strength in depth. That's what they lack. They have a good first team, I agree, and they can beat most teams.
And that's the one of the main reason that they can't
win the league.
Well, they can't keep the league, the top spot
position.
Because of the lack of strength in depth, you know.
If you think about it, they had Torres and Rafa, Robbie Keane, but who else?
And go.
But
Coit and obviously
Coit is,
and Babel.
Is a good player, but it's not. It's more of a
midfielder. In the hole.
What's it called?
Right wing.
Yeah. He plays better there.
But he was brought in as a striker. Yeah, that's the funny thing. I didn't understand that. He was brought in as a striker, but he ended up on the right wing.
And he plays well then, I think.
I guess.
And he was scoring goals.
He was.
Maybe.
There was a point in the season where Gerrard was out injured and Cup was scoring.
I think the difference between Man United and Chelsea with Liverpool is that at both Man United and Chelsea, their reserves are very, very good. You can see even someone like Salomon Kalou,
yeah,
who would be in the starting lineup for most teams, be a reserve player in Chelsea. And when he comes on, he's usually good enough. I wouldn't say he's consistent,
yeah,
but he's usually good enough. Whereas if you were to ask me to pick between Kalou and N'Go, I know who I'm going to pick. You know?
Yeah.
And at Man United, you have Tevez, who sits on the bench very unhappily.
Yeah.
I think he's happy there. It's okay. I think he's
not getting much games.
Yeah, but he doesn't mind if he's one of those players that if the team is playing well, if the team is winning.
That's what I really want to believe with that view.
You want to believe that Tevez is happy to stay.
There was an incident with the press with Tevez.
Uh-huh.
I think it was during the January transfer window.
Yep.
He was quoted as saying that he wants to play for Real Madrid.
Did he now?
Yeah.
Oh.
But the next day he went on live on
MUTV.com.
Yeah. He went live on a radio station to tell his
side of the
story.
What did he say?
He didn't say it. It was taken as out of context, and he was very happy.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah,
that's good.
And
to
he
hear.
Said
that's
it
how,
himself.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's how you end speculation.
Yeah.
Not like it's one of my dreams.
Oh,
yeah,
you mean like
Ronaldo?
One day I want to play for Real Madrid.
My summer.
But he's done that for two summers. What's gonna make? Is there gonna be a difference this summer? I don't think so.
Maybe he's
he is the best player in the world. So
maybe he just likes the attention.
Yeah.
Maybe he doesn't intend to move, but it's like, ooh,
maybe,
let's screw up with these
but
people.
If this season has shown us anything, it's that United can survive without Ronaldo.
Yeah, that's true.
Last season when he was banging in goals, it's just we'll do whatever you want, man.
Yeah.
But now, okay.
Now Ronaldo, even if Ronaldo wants to move this season, he doesn't have as strong a bargaining point. You know, even if Man United wins the title, wins whatever, the quadruple, they said we managed to do it in many games without you, or without you contributing much.
But they'll still be able to command a high price for him.
That's true.
But only from one team now.
Real Madrid. Okay, let's talk about Manchester United's first attempt at the quadruple, which starts with tonight's League Cup final. It's we are 1.5 hours away from the kickoff. It's my two colleagues' team, Manchester United versus my team, the Tottenham Hotspurs. Yeah,
League.
come on, you Spurs. Yes.
Well,
comments on let's go through the teams, right? I saw an article and Sir Alex said it's confirmed these three players will be playing: Darren Gibson, Danny Welbeck, Johnny Evans.
And
Johnny Evans
is good.
Yeah.
You know,
no
questions about him. But Danny Welbeck, okay, I can see. Darren Gibson?
He's been playing better and better.
I know he's played in the earlier rounds of the League Cup. In fact, all these players, they played in the earlier rounds.
And he played last week's Premier League, okay? Huh?
Darren Gibson?
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
Against Blackburn. He started.
Did he?
Yeah.
I can't remember that. I watched that game. I watched Man United.
It was some other game.
Maybe it's your FM.
I saw Man United concede their first league goal, although
I didn't watch that game, but I remember
it was a mistake, right? Yeah. Nani and Scholes, they went for the same ball and they left it.
And
no one.
Yeah, and somebody poked right through it. I think Santa Cruz. Yeah.
He he said that he wanted to end Van der Sar's.
Unfortunately, it was Kuszek who was playing.
Yeah, yeah.
So Van der Sar still has that record.
Yeah.
It doesn't look as pretty though, but.
Yeah.
Oh, it's more of a personal.
Yeah, it becomes a personal thing now, huh?
If he
played against he played against Inter, right?
Yes, he did.
Well, technically he would have that record, but
no, that's the European, right?
Yeah, that's the thing.
He used to play another couple of games, I think.
One more game. One more league
European,
game.
For
European, I don't know. For the league is
the league
one more. No, not yet.
No, there's more.
There's another.
There's
a Belgian keeper. In the Belgian league, in the world, in Europe.
But for the British one?
British one, yes.
Right?
Yeah. That's a
in
lot.
Europe, he needs a couple more games.
No, one more game.
One more game.
Yeah.
One more clean sheet.
There's another.
The record. World one, I have no idea.
World one is up to April. Yeah?
Where do you get all these records, man?
We have internet.
Yeah.
I have internet.
I wonder who keeps up with all this stuff. But yeah, I mean. When I heard that the league record, not the Premier League, but the European, in the whole of Europe, was held by a Belgian keeper who played for Standard Liège.
Who was it?
Some guy.
Is it Predom?
I don't know, but it was Standard Liège, and in Belgium, there are only two teams which I know that are good. Standard Liège and Anderlecht. So if you're one of these two, chances are the record is yours. It's kind of easy. So.
It was probably Predom, huh?
I have no idea.
You know, the finest goalkeeper in the 80s, but who didn't play top league football. But he played well internationally.
Yeah, in fact, there's a lot of these older players that come from different countries. I mean, you look at someone like Georgi Haji.
Yeah.
You know, who knew that somebody from
Romania
could be that good? And that's one of the things, you know. That's actually I always liked it when there were not too many teams from one country qualifying for the Champions League. Because you get players like this.
Yeah.
You get players from Turkey, from Romania, from Hungary. Because they get to play top-level football consistently, right? Eventually, their whole national team goes up. But because you have so many in one country now, you see it dominated by England and Italy or Spain.
But then also the players in these teams are international.
But they're not enough, you see. They're from, I don't know, I don't see enough of this outer skirts player, like the likes of from Czech Republic or Slovakia.
Those leagues that are not La Liga, not Serie A,
not the Premier League.
Their leagues only, I think only the champion and the...
It's the runner-ups.
The champion goes
it's
to
like
the,
Scotland.
Yeah.
Like Scotland.
They don't have many allocation of Champions League.
But I think if they were consistently in the Champions League, it would be good. Okay, I don't know how we went from League Cup final to the Champions League. We always have this fantastic ability to
off.
way off. What were we talking about? We were talking about Albert
Gibson.
Gibson, yeah.
I don't know how Darren Gibson came from. We came from Darren Gibson to Georgi Haji. Okay, on the Spurs side of the story, let me update you. There's still no news on Ledley King's inclusion. I'm still hoping for the best. Because with Ledley King, Spurs play a lot better, even though he might be crooked. He just gives this sense of authority. He's like,
he does.
Go, defend, damn it. I don't know if Palacios is cup tied. I hope he's not. Cause
he probably is.
He probably is, I hope. But I'm still hoping not. As a Spurs fan, the only reason why I can see Spurs winning this one tonight is because Darren Gibson is playing. And not someone like Ronaldo.
I'm sure he'll put up a strong bench.
Yeah
the bench will be strong. But
there is a possibility. More than average possibility.
Yeah,
of
you mean
Tottenham getting
something.
Yeah.
I agree, and that's why I'm still hopeful. But you know, it'll be interesting to see what happens tonight. I'm quite as
excited?
Well, okay. This is the only chance of Spurs winning any trophy this season. This is also Spurs' only chance of getting into Europe. If Spurs don't get into Europe, we're not going to get good players at the end of the season. Simple. Simple enough. Because we're not going to qualify for... Well, we're not
going
to...
They just got knocked out of Europe, didn't they?
Yeah, but that's because they had no choice.
Yeah.
They put up a lot of youngsters against...
So did Villa, right?
No, it was Shakhtar Donetsk. Shakhtar Donetsk, who actually scored a good victory over Barcelona at the start of the season in the Champions League. They're actually quite good. So our youngsters did well. Giovanni Bronhos made...
Oh, he's still there?
Dos Santos.
Giovanni Dos Santos.
Dos Santos, sorry. They just call him Gio on his shirt. Dos Santos, he scored a goal, but it wasn't enough, obviously. So, tough luck. Something had to give. Hopefully that comes in very useful for me in the League Cup final tonight. Who do you think will win?
It'll be more than one goal. It'll be more than one goal.
You shouldn't be asking fans.
Probably a draw, 90 minutes, and then penalties, I guess.
Oh, wow, that's going to be so tough.
I think it'll be won by at least 2 goals.
Sorry?
I think it will be won by at least 2 goals.
2 goals.
3-1, 4-2.
Something like that. Yeah, I hope it's an open game.
Yeah.
Even if Spurs lose, I would like to see an open game. 4-2 sounds good to me. 5-3. I don't know if they can score 3 goals against United, but you know, sounds interesting to me.
Anything can happen.
I hope it's not 0-0. I hope it's not 1-0. If it's 1-0 but it's open, I guess.
On paper, it doesn't really say lots of goals.
Does it?
Does it?
Tottenham is against the big team. They can play well.
Yeah.
They can discipline themselves to defend.
For the first 60 minutes, yes.
So it could be a boring all game, or
but you know, in the FA Cup, United beat Spurs 2-1 after Spurs scored in the first 5 minutes or something like that.
Yeah, because
after they scored, Spurs just sat back. So maybe it's a good thing if Spurs don't score early. You know.
Question for the Spurs fans. Where would the Spurs goals come from?
If it wasn't Pavlyuchenko, I have no idea. So he's my only hope.
Pavlyuchenko was quoted in the press today.
Yeah, he called Berbatov a snob.
Really?
He called Berbatov a snob, and he dreams of playing for a certain team in Manchester.
Red in colour too.
Yeah.
Sounds like the opponents tonight.
He said that?
He said something like that. He didn't actually say Man United. He said, my dream was to come and play the Premier League, so I've already achieved that dream. I need to have a new dream. And that's Man United.
It's not that good.
I hope so. I think he's good enough for Spurs.
Really?
Yeah, he's a good player. I've always thought very highly of him. But it's just that when he came at the start of the season, he was still not ready. You know, but he was put straight away into the team, so it was a bit tough for him. That's why there were a lot of critics that were going, oh, he's not good enough. Yada yada yada.
Was he speaking in English in that comment?
I don't think so.
No, I don't think so. He can't speak very good English. I think when Redknapp, during his second game in charge, when he put Pavlyuchenko on, he told the translator to say, just tell him to fucking run around.
Alright. As a player, what would you do when your coach tells you, just run around?
Just run around, make weird runs or something.
Okay.
He did it. He got lost in translation and he just do laps.
You asked me to run around, that's what I'm doing. Oh, he says it in Russian.
He's Russian, huh?
Yeah, he's Russian. Just like, you know, Roman Abramovich.
Have you guys seen Arshavin play?
Yeah.
Yes.
He's
really good.
He's exciting. Good. That's why I'm still disappointed Spurs never bought him.
Oh, yeah. Spurs? And they got it for cheap, man.
12?
Yeah,
was it 12?
Arshavin is very good at getting
players on the cheap.
You know, when they have, when they want a player and they were, there's an inflated price on him, they would, Arsene Wenger would...
not buy it?
Yeah, not...
But the thing is, right, I'm surprised that nobody challenged them to buy Arshavin. I would think someone like Man City with all their rubles and all their dirhams. Yeah, or Spanish League, yeah. Even, I'm still shocked.
Because he's relatively untested. He had a good Euro.
But come on.
But
and UEFA Cup.
Arsene Wenger can buy Robin Van Persie for £2.5 million. Would you believe that? I still remember when I heard the news, I couldn't believe it because I knew he was good. He would have easily gone for £8 million. Easily, to any other team. Except Arsenal. But here, go to Arsenal. So you see, I don't know how he can buy these players who are so good and yet nobody wants them.
That, I think that would be an argument to keep Wenger.
Even though they don't win titles?
But I think probably more with the board of directors, you know. There's no money. I give you only 12 million. Try find someone
for that money.
Yeah. I think that's because they really don't have any money.
Yeah, in fact, there was a news report that came out about Highbury. You know, they were going to develop Highbury into a house,
flats,
yeah, apartments. And I think they're running short on cash because, yeah, because of the, well, the price of the pound has gone down. Oh, that rhymes. Price of the pound has gone down. And I don't think that the buying of the apartments are as good as people thought it would be.
It is in Highbury. A bit dodgy.
So what? You're limiting yourself to only the Arsenal fans, huh?
Yeah.
Probably. I don't see any Spurs fan
like
buying it.
Yeah.
No, no way. Maybe if you want to
piss
on it.
Not night and day. Night and day, like Chelsea's village is in a good area. Highbury is very dodgy there.
Yeah.
I wouldn't know. What's it like? You guys have been there.
Ruffians.
Ruffians?
Yeah.
Really?
Rastafarians? Oh, sorry.
We're in Brunei, it's okay.
Never know.
This podcast is meant for Brunei.
It is a bit rough there.
Rough. Yeah. Is it like how it is in Millwall or?
No. Millwall is
the Lions Den.
Yeah. Or British.
So it's not as rough as.
It's an area of London that is long forgotten by the council. There's no development there.
And the Chelsea Village?
It's in the west. Chelsea Village in the King's Road, next to the King's Road.
Ah.
Posh area.
Yeah.
Posh. Suited, well suited.
It's where the boutiques are. Well, other than Bond Street is where.
Yeah.
It's the next boutique area.
Ah, okay.
Rodeo Drive.
This is coming straight from a guy who's been there. Now this time we're not actually talking
bullcrap.
Yes. Yeah. We're actually talking some sense. Because
I did live there for 16 years.
Well, there you go. Okay, we will call this podcast a wrap. We were
what's your prediction?
My prediction? Of course, the Spurs win. What are you talking about?
Bye.
I don't know. One goal. I'm happy with that.
One goal?
One goal.
Who's
Pavlyuchenko. Okay, I've got a couple of Man United fans. They're not very happy. In fact, I've got another Man United fan on my left.
Let's interview him.
He stuck his finger out at me when I said Spurs.
Universal sign for love. Well, that's it from us.
Predictions?
Stadium.
How many? Predictions how many? You said two goals.
Yeah.
2-1, 3-1. 3-2.
2-1. All right. Okay. Well, thank you for listening. We will call this one a wrap. Everyone say goodbye.
Bye.
From Le Stadium.
Le Stadium, yes. Bye. When will I be famous?